AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt, Hunter. Hunter, have you ever lived any place where they have moved Halloween off of Halloween?
No.
I've lived two places where they did this.
Oh.
Both in Iowa.
Of course. Okay,
now, let's not go down there. Actually, don't, because they don't do Halloween on Halloween, for goodness sakes. You know, there is, if you look at Care 11, there is a story out about a group that's trying really hard to officially move nationally Halloween from a Halloween to the Friday, or I believe it was a Saturday before Halloween.
Okay.
And here is my problem with it, because having lived in a place where you had that happen, the argument that you're trying to put forward that this is somehow not going to be, this is going to solve problems. There are far more drinking and driving people going out on the roads on Saturdays after a day of college football, or on Sundays after a day of NFL football on a Friday night. There is far more alcohol being consumed and people trying to drive around at that point. Absolutely. So, I mean, this idea that the kids are safer, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. But the real problem I have with this is both times this happened, not only did we get all the trick-or-treaters on the Saturday beforehand, and for the most part, most people, that's what they did, but undeniably, on Halloween night, ding dong, I got a half a baked potato. Do you want that? I've been gorging myself on the leftover Halloween candy. Here you go. Who likes nutmeg? Yum. If you want to move it, if your community wants to move it, you know, more power to you. Knock yourself out. Me personally, just keep it. I would just say keep it where it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the argument that it's not going to be as dangerous, that it's going to be safer per se, I disagree with that, because once again, it's just your ratio of drinking and driving is much higher on a Saturday afternoon and on a Sunday afternoon than it is on a Wednesday night, like this year is going to be Wednesday night, next Wednesday.
I agree.
952-946-6205, a lot to get to today, including the breaking news out of Florida, the arrest of the 14 bombs. This is a mass assassination attempt by a terrorist. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Plus, also, Doug Wardlow news. Oh, boy, you know how much I like talking about that. But if you go to Democrat of the Day, we head on over to Kelly Morrison, who is currently the DFL candidate for 33B. She's kind enough to take some time today to talk about her campaign. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. We should mention that 33B, this is the west side. You're out a good chunk of Lake Minnetonka area, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the southern edge of Lake Minnetonka.
Mm-hmm. And you do have Excelsior's in there. It looks like, is it part of Minnetonka's in there as well?
No, it's part of Chanhassen. It's Deep Haven, Excelsior, Greenwood, Shorewood, Spring Park, Mound, Tonka Bay, and Minnetonka Beach.
And yeah, it is kind of pieced together. There, once again, there are parts of it which are on the west side of that lake, kind of towards the northern side of the lake, but as well, a good chunk of it of 33B is on the south side of the lake. Have you spent most of your life there in 33B?
No, actually, I'm a native Minnesotan. I was born here, but I moved around a lot as a kid. Lived here through high school, and I moved away for college and medical school and residency, and moved back and lived in Minneapolis for a while starting in 2001, but have lived out in Deep Haven, actually, for the past 9 years.
Okay. And I have to ask the question, what prompted you this time around to say, you know what, enough's enough, I'm running for 33B?
Well, you know, I care a lot about our community and our state and our country, and your reference to what's happening nationally is just more troubling news. And I was really disturbed, like many of us, by the 2016 election. I really couldn't stand the way that campaign was conducted. I was very unhappy with the outcome, and it definitely energized me to get more involved. I'm in women's health, so I, unfortunately, by definition, am involved in politics because women's health is often politicized. But I've never run for office before. And I got more involved in our local DFL, learned more about who our representative was, and I was disappointed and kind of fired up to get involved, and here I am.
I should mention, you're running against someone who I often reference on this show, Cindy Pugh, and that's me saying it, not you. That's my pronunciation.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
That is my pronunciation. Cindy is not, you know, she is a never-ending cornucopia of unbelievableness. And when you talk about this, where we're at today, I mean, my God, we had a man tried to assassinate two presidents, a lot of sitting Democrats, former government officials, regular citizens in this country, and there is a shocking amount of the Republican Party who's basically like, false flag, this isn't real. You know, where we're at right now, I don't blame you, because this is, it feels like sometimes we're on the verge of the precipice.
It's a really troubling moment in our country and potentially in our state. And I think we are all, it's incumbent upon all of us to take a deep breath and do everything that we can to not amplify an already hot situation. We've got to get back to talking to each other civilly, problem solving together, and remember what this country is all about. We've never lived up to our promise in America, but we always have to keep striving to be what this place could be.
And I think one of the things that has to happen is we have to step back and realize we can disagree. When I was growing up, I used to disagree with people all the time. Sometimes I was on the more conservative side of an issue. But it's gotten to the point now where when you get to the point where, oh, you're disagreeing with me, or you're vocalizing your displeasure in a Supreme Court nominee, or you're saying that omnibus prime should not be a process of how politics goes on, the rebuttal cannot be a speeding car, that cannot be a bomb, it cannot be a threat, and I think that you're exactly right. We have to get back to the point where we understand just because we disagree, it doesn't mean that it has to go to these extremes, and I think that that's where we're at right now, where there's a lot of people in this country that if you disagree with them, if you're not respecting the people they want you to respect or doing what they want you to say, well, then you're a sworn enemy, and I agree with you. I think we have to find some sort of mid-ground again.
Yeah, I think so, and my district is really interesting because it is a completely purple district. There's sort of 30 to 35% known Democrat and 30 to 35% known Republican. And then there's this big middle of unknowns or independents. And so it's kind of like an old-fashioned American area where Democrats and Republicans live together. Mm-hmm. We're not kind of siloed off. So I feel like there's a real opportunity to come together and problem solve together again. And I'm having a lot of fascinating conversations at the doors with all kinds of people. So we have the whole spectrum in this district. We've got the far left progressives and the far right, whatever you want to call it, and everything in between. I really see this as an opportunity. And I've had great conversations with people who self-identify as Trump supporters. We have respectful dialogue. I listen to them, and they listen to me, usually after I listen to them, to give them the respect that I'm giving them. You know, I'm giving them the respect of hearing them out. And by the time the conversation ends, I'm not sure that they're going to vote for me, but they can't demonize me anymore. And I think that is a small step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you talk about your district, I mean, and I'm saying this is me. Cindy Pugh is a far-right extremist. I mean, that doesn't represent 33B. You need someone in there that's going to understand, because all politics is local, and you have to merge your politics to the community, not force your opinion on the community. And I think that that's where things are at. I am fascinated, because your district is a fairly affluent, fairly wealthy district. I want to hear more about what are you hearing as far as issues that going on when you're going door-to-door in your district.
Well, and again, that's one of the things that's so interesting about the district is I'm hearing the gamut. I mean, there's a lot of talk about the lake and water is something that really unites everyone in this district. So there are a lot of environmentalists who are very concerned about clean water and are very concerned about the reality of climate change. And then there are people, probably the number one issue that I think polls would hold up to across the state is healthcare. People are really worried about being covered, about being able to afford it. They're afraid of change, and yet they know it's not working now.
I'm glad you brought up the water quality. Because Lake Minnetonka for me has always been a bit of a personal You know, there's a personal story there. I lived my senior year in high school. I lived out in Wayzata, but for a long time, I would take my kids out. We thought for many years, the best beach in the state was the Wayzata Public Beach right in downtown Wayzata. Which, by the way, I think the water is technically in your district. If I'm looking at the map correctly, I think the water on that beach is in your district, but the beach itself is in a different district. But
my district is more water than land.
It is actually. But as we went there, one of the things that happened, which we don't go that lake anymore, is the zebra mussels. I mean, it was a wonderful lake, and then just. It just became, everywhere you went, everything was covered in zebra mussels. When you talk water quality, I mean, for especially people that live on these lakes and more lakes, these invasive species are coming in and they're taking a lake. I mean, well, White Bear Lake is its own thing, but it's losing all of its water. But I mean, on a lot of these lakes, it's these invasive species that come on in. And as a property owner, as a person that owns that piece of land, you're looking at value and you're watching your value go down, not because of anything that you've done, but because of an invasive species that you can't really do anything about. I mean, it is a major environmental issue, and it's not just on larger, wealthier lakes. It's every lake in the state. If we don't start kind of looking at this and trying to figure out some solutions, we're going to have some larger, very large problems. We're going to end up having every lake in the state have issues like this.
Absolutely true. That would be beyond tragic for our beautiful state of more than 10,000 lakes. And we have to address it, you know, and as a doctor, one of the things that I think is so important when we're making new policy is that we're making evidence-based, fact-driven policy. So we got to get the best scientific minds together to put our heads together to figure out this puzzle of aquatic invasive species and keeping our lakes pristine and swimmable and fishable for all Minnesotans.
Absolutely, and at least getting to a point where we can stem this course, because it only seems to get worse. It is really dangerous, because I mean it is going to be every lake in the state eventually here if we don't stop it and stop it now. Healthcare, yep. What is the angle? Because obviously, I mean, healthcare is something. As I've talked to rural Democratic districts and even metro area Democratic districts, I mean, obviously the concern, especially middle lower class rural communities, farmers, is okay. I mean, my margins aren't there for us to pay for health insurance as it is. I can't go off of the plans we currently have. What is that the same story that you're seeing in 33B?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've always prided ourselves in Minnesota in a lot of areas regarding health care, but particularly our low uninsured rate. And that rate has been creeping up as people are saying, I gotta roll the dice because I can't afford to pay for health insurance. And that's bad for all of us, because I see it from a public health standpoint. As long as we're all getting the care that we need, we all are better off. And that's why I think the experiment, in a way, of trying to add the public option to buy into Minnesota Care is a potential way to address, to increase that pool, to increase competition, to bring down costs. And that will help some of our people in our rural areas, and that will help some of our small business owners and people who's either aren't covered by their employer, or their employer insurance is just out of reach. So I really am advocating for trying that out in our state.
And what you are bringing up is just it's the problem that we have, and this is why, for when you're in rural districts, when you're in middle and lower income districts, that, you know, it's such a Herculean fence to look at, this wall that's in front of you. Our healthcare is not, the problem isn't with quality. We have the best healthcare on the planet. It's accessibility. And when you can look at people who are maybe middle class, upper middle class, and they're even saying, hey, God forbid, I mean, something bad happens to a family member, then you're all forced with having the decision of bankruptcy or death. This is not a decision, a developed country should not have those two as your only two options when it comes to caring for the sick and needy within your family.
Absolutely not. It's shameful that we're in that situation. I completely agree.
You have some door knocking opportunities. We got 2 weekends left. I imagine you're booked all weekend next 2 weekends, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm working hard out here. Well, I've just finished up the third round of knocking my entire district.
Can I ask you, have the Democrats been out knocking the doors? Because that's one thing I've heard, too, is that the DFL is getting a lot of great response, especially in some of these rural communities that are traditionally Republican, because there hasn't been DFLers knocking on people's doors. Have you been to a lot of doors where a DFLer hasn't been there in a while?
Yep. I've been to a lot of doors like that, and people really appreciate it. They're glad to see you, and they appreciate the effort, and they want to be heard.
Absolutely. I think that is so much the key. It is absolutely the key, because when you described earlier about your door knocking, where you have the respectful conversation, even with people that might not agree with you, it's the fact that all of a sudden you're a human being. You're no longer that Democrat. It's Kelly Morrison. And
exactly.
It becomes a very difficult thing to just dismiss you, because, you know, Kelly was right. She had good points. She was there. I think that is the key. So good on you getting to every door in your district 3 times. I think you've got the record so far of any Democrat I've talked to.
I'm working hard.
Absolutely.
And so are my amazing volunteers, by the way.
And by the
way, it's a team effort.
You can be a volunteer this weekend, next weekend. It's crunch time. What are you doing to make the blue wave happen? What are you doing? This is a winnable seat for the DFL. If you want to help out, you can get out to 33B this weekend, next weekend. Kelly Morrison needs your help. The website, Kelly, if people are interested in finding about volunteering or donating to your campaign.
Absolutely, and I would love to have you come out and join me. It's actually so much fun. If you've never door knocked before, you got to try it.
Okay.
So my website is morrisonforhouse.com, www.morrison, MorrisonForHouse.com.
I will link to everything on Facebook, on Twitter. I will link to all this, and I'll get this out to you. Kelly, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time, and I really, on a personal level, I really want to see you in St. Paul. I think you'd be
thanks so much.
I think you'd be a wonderful addition over in the Capitol. Kelly Morrison, 33B, Democrat of the day. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. And by the way, everyone, listen, go on out, volunteer, donate, door knock, help her campaign. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Oh, we got a shout out. Well, kind of a shout out from Doug Wardlow on Fox. You'll hear what I'm talking about when we come back in a little bit. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Be sure to pick up your copy of this month's Natural Awakenings magazine, a free local guide to a healthier and more balanced life. Each monthly issue includes timely, local, national, and global stories. Learn about alternative and complementary medicine, nutrition, fitness for body and mind, personal growth, sustainability, and much more. Natural Awakenings can be found at area health food stores, food co-ops, and retail locations. More information is available at naturaltwincities.com. That's naturaltwincities.com.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week's theme is Idealist Operating Under the Radar, and I'll talk about Francis Oldham Kelsey, an FDA doctor who stood up to drug makers pushing the drug thalidomide. Her courage saved thousands of babies from being born with birth defects. The big interview will be with local attorney Paul Floyd, also an idealist under the radar. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging in real on AM 950.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You know, I purchased my vehicles with Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna. But it's the extra things which make me a loyal Rudy Luther customer. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Truss, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show on your Friday. Thank you very much to Kelly Morrison. What a solid candidate. And by the way, I would sure love, oh God, Cindy, oh, I want you so bad to come on this show. Hunter, well, I'm going to give you a second here to tabulate how many Republicans have contacted us at comment at am950radio.com to take advantage of our Republican of the Day status. You let me know when you have that number ready to go there, and I will, what was it?
Let's see, it's zero.
Zero! Not one Republican. I'm getting the impression you guys don't like me. Guys, the same rules apply. It's equal time. I would love to have you on the air. Cindy, oh Cindy, pew pew pew, Cindy. I would love to have you on the air with us. I would love to have you on the air. Hey, by the way, the same rules apply. I get to decide the questions, and I will not allow you to make a rant. We'll just pot you down while you rant. We're not going to allow you just to rant off topic here. No, I get to ask the questions, and if anywhere on your website says Christian values, guess what? We're going to have Matt's Fun Religious Time. Yay! So, I know you guys are eager. I mean, all the races, all the House races, that one Senate race, that Republican who's running up there, equal time rules apply. We had the Democratic nominee on. If we've had your Democratic opponent on the air, you're entitled to equal time. We would love to have you on the air with us. Love it. Oh, we would. We really, 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 really would. Comment at am950radio.com, comment at am950radio.com, and once again, if your Democratic opponent's been in the air, I get to choose the questions, and I will not allow rants. All right? All right. We'll keep an eye on that email box, see how many people jump, I'm just presuming they forgot. It's like a .com, .org, .mn, .russia, whatever third thing. You don't know what the Republicans, they get confused. 952-946-6205. Okay, quick moment here. I got to step away from this. Because there's a lot of people that are very angry right now at the station because they are hearing an ad for a Republican on this radio station. All right. We've talked about this before. This is not something that really is within our realm of control. We have to follow FCC rules when it comes to political advertising. We are not going to shut down this radio station to all political advertising just because at some point a Republican might buy an ad with us. If we offer airtime to one candidate, we have to offer it to the other. And so we're not in the habit of shutting down our business. We are a private business. We are not there to shut down our business from a large assortment of buyers just because one buyer we might not like who is legally entitled to have airtime on the station might buy airtime. All right. Does that make sense to everyone? We have FCC rules say on political candidates, we have to offer equal time. And so if a campaign, and this is not PAC money, this is coming straight from the candidate. We can turn down PAC money left and right. And we do. People, listen, we do. This is about the campaigns themselves. And we can't here at this radio station go on out and tell the Republicans, we're not going to air your ads. And we had, when we first talked about this, we had one person come in and said, well, you should send around kind of like the anti-salesperson to go tell all the Democrats not to buy airtime with us, which is one, you must not understand how business works because that's a really bad business model. But is two, no, that's not how we're going to do this. We do not have any control, as much as people like to think that we're some sort of grand mechanism here, George Soros funded. that's tentacles everywhere. No, we're a private business. We have no control, no nothing to do with any of the DFL campaigns, the DFL headquarters, any of the individuals, Tim Walz's campaign. We don't have any say there. That's their campaign. We are a private business. If Tim Walz decides to buy ads with us, great. We'll air them. And we'll open it up to Jeff Johnson buying ads as well. Because that's how the system is supposed to work. You cannot turn down ads. If you take political advertising, you can't take turn down ads from an opponent. You just can't. So we do air these ads. And you guys are clearly not happy about it. I get that. I understand. But as opposed to, and once again, reminder, if your attitude is, oh, well, just don't take any ads. Well, what if we're in a situation like the Attorney General's ad, where this is a close race? And we might have a Democrat come to the door next Thursday and say, I want to buy as any ad time I can. Are we supposed to say no? We're not going to help out the Democrat? Come on. No, we have to follow the rules, and we do. And we understand that some people get very defensive, proprietary when it comes to this radio station. I get that. I appreciate that. And that's one of the things that makes you guys great listeners. We love you about that. But the question isn't about us following the law. If you hear a Republican politician's ad on our radio station, then call up the Democratic opponent and ask, why aren't they buying airtime? Because that's really, I mean, it's opposed to looking at us and saying we shouldn't take any airtime or that we should somehow violate FCC rules and not take ads from a Republican. Maybe the question should be, why isn't the Democrat buying the ad time here? And that's on you. I am not telling you to. I have not mentioned any specific candidates. I am just saying, if you hear a Republican's ad on this radio station, as opposed to come after us, maybe the question should be directed at the Democrat opposition, saying, are you just going to allow them to run ads on the station unopposed? All right? And I, like I said, I mean, I'm getting it. I get it on Facebook. I get it on Twitter. We get it here on the emails. There's been tons of people calling the station. We understand. It's frustrating, but it's the law. And I, frankly, like being part of the political party that doesn't look to break the law or usurp the law or sidestep the law. I like being part of the political party that embraces the law. And frankly, I think we're doing the right thing here. As much as it frustrates you, as much as it makes you angry, it is what it is. Okay? Okay. 952-946-6205. When I do return, I'll take Matthew's call. Hold on a second, Matthew. I'll get you in a second. But when we do come on back, I got a story about Wardlow, and then we got to play this audio clip from him from Fox News because I think we've got a new listener, Hunter. He might be listening now. Yay! Dougie Fresh in the house. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Don't wait. Get guaranteed Black Friday appliance savings this Saturday through Monday from Warner Stellion. Avoid the hassles, the early morning crowds, and all that waiting, and it'll feel like you saved even more. Get our guaranteed lowest price on select Bosch and KitchenAid dishwashers. Then save even more with free installation from our trusted specialists. Go online for a preview of this three-day sale. Don't wait. Get Black Friday appliance savings Saturday through Monday at Warner Stellion.
Keith Ellison, extreme, out of touch. Keith Ellison supported cop killers, advocates for open borders, and has been credibly accused of domestic violence by multiple women. Even the National Organization for Women has called for Ellison to end his campaign. What's even worse, Keith Ellison opposed a bill in Congress that barred sex offenders from teaching our children. Ellison has an extreme agenda, and he wants to use the Attorney General's office to push it. How can we trust him to be our Attorney General? We need Doug Wardlow. Wardlow will fight crime, work to lower health care costs, stop human trafficking and the opioid epidemic, and most importantly, keep Minnesota fair and safe. That's why Doug Wardlow has been endorsed by the Minneapolis Police Union. Doug Wardlow will look out for all of us, for every Minnesotan. Vote Doug Wardlow for Attorney General.
I'm Doug Wardlow, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug Wardlow for Attorney General Committee. Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
You guys just missed the fun on the Facebook feed, that's for sure. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. EatLocalMinnesota.com, restaurant of the week, Cafe Latte. Stop on by there. Fantastic place for lunch, fantastic place for a cup of coffee, fantastic place for dessert, and trust me, the desserts over there are fantastic. Get the chocolate turtle cake. It was on the cover of Midwest Living. It is that good. It is fantastic. Victorian Grand in St. Paul, it is eatlocalminnesota.com. Restaurant of the week, Cafe Latte. Already, immediately get something. Matt, I know you don't have any control over the station airing a Republican ad. I'm paraphrasing a little here, but the station itself doesn't. Not really. No, it doesn't. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I know you guys want to say it's like, so a Republican walks in the door and says, here, I'm going to buy some ads with you. That all of a sudden we get in the AM 950 Matt-mobile, screech over to that the Democratic opponent and say, we got an ad over here from them. Are you going to make a buy with us? And if they say no, we go back and we're supposed to say, no, we're not going to take any ads because we're just not going to add. No, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. You think that we are making a choice on to do this, that this is our deal. No, this is the law. This is the FCC.
And think if it was the other way, how few places that Democratic candidates would be able to advertise.
Trust me, you would not, the vast, if you wanted to pick and choose this, and I get it, once again, you're proprietary, you love the station, get defensive of the station. But my God, they would, if under your rules, under your set, Democrats wouldn't be able to air ads anywhere. You want to turn this into some sort of us making an evil choice? No, this is us following. We have an FCC license. To have this radio station on the air, you have to follow the FCC rules. And no, it's not a good business model to go out there and say, well, this election cycle, even though what $70 million is going to be spent in Minnesota on political ads, we don't want any of it. Come on. Like I said, as opposed to jump on us and get mad at us, maybe contact the Democratic opponent and say, hey, Democratic opponent, I hear your opponent's on the air. Are you going to buy some ads? That would be my option, a way to go. But I'm just coming back at us and looking at us like we're bad guys because we're following the law. That's not how this works. Matthew is in Eagan. He's been holding forever. Welcome on in, Matthew.
Hey, hi, Matt. Hey, so thanks for the warning, but while I was on hold, I had to listen to Doug Ward, a Wardlow ad. But,
Wardlow,
you know, I understand most of these Democrats that are calling, that are mad, they're probably for the fairness doctrine. And that's exactly what this is, except for it's a law, the FCC. But that's not what I'm calling about.
Okay, go
ahead. I'm calling about the 56-year-old terrorist that was found today. And, I mean, that's your typical Trump supporter, in my view. They live at home at 56. They got kicked out of their parents' house recently, and they live in that white van, and then they send bombs to people that they don't like. And for some reason, my mind went to this place. There's a guy that calls from Coon Rapids all the time, and I do not believe he has children. I believe that he's that typical guy that lives in his mommy's basement and daddy's basement, and pretty soon he'll be living out on in his van. But the fact is, you don't start sending bombs out to people.
No,
the guy's a terrorist.
Well, and if I can, real quick, Matt, because I'm going to share more on this in a little bit here. To all the Republicans who are saying, these news media people are making this political. No, they're not. The bomber made it political when he sent bombs to certain politicians. This was an assassination attempt on two ex-presidents, multiple sitting Democratic politicians, former government officials, and regular private citizens. 14 bombs at this point. 14. I also love Fox News when you looked at the van this guy had, which is just covered. I put some photos out on the Twitter and Facebook. I put some photos out there that of this guy's van. This guy is just, he's got all this loon ball, far-right, pro-Trump stuff. And, of course, Fox News has said, well, we're afraid people are going to look at this and start jumping to conclusions. Wait a minute. He's got that van with all those stickers. He's sending money off, or sending bombs on off to attack Democrats. What jump are we making that's irrational now? It is very disgusting. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Hunter, let's take a quick moment here. Now, this is a bit of audio, I believe. This is some audio, I believe, from Fox News. I think it was today. Is this today? Quick moment here. Now, this is a... Okay, there you go. Is this from earlier today, Hunter, by the sounds of it, looks of it?
Yeah, it was very recent.
All right. It's off Fox and Friends. It's Kilmeade is interviewing them, right?
Yeah.
This is Doug Wardlow, the Republican nominee for Attorney General. And he is, this is something where he's getting interviewed. And this was, there was a little something, a little nugget, a gem here at the very end of their discussion, which I find to be very interesting. Hunter, if you wouldn't mind.
You want just the end, right?
Yeah, that one little bit at the end there. Not the 3 minutes, but the end piece there.
That they have not, but his campaign is cratering. It's absolutely cratering, and he is panicking. And so now Keith Ellison is actually going around shopping around false rumors about me, about when I was 14 years old, saying that I was a bully. It's just preposterous.
Okay, there you go. Now, to my knowledge, the only place that has talked about this was this show. Yay! Doug Wardlow's a listener. Wow. Actually, that is my knowledge. Okay, and once again, a little recap here of what Doug Wardlow is referring to. 2 weeks ago, to the day, we had a caller named Ryan call on in. Out of the blue, wasn't coordinated, just called us up as a regular caller. As a matter of fact, was the winner of tickets to go to Seaver's Fall Festival, as a matter of fact. And then wanted to mention something. He mentioned a personal experience. He had an allegation that Doug Wardlow, when he was in high school with him, was an extreme bully and said some atrocious things. We then had, a week ago this last Tuesday, Ryan came back on the air, and we talked a little bit more about what had happened here and elaborated a little bit more and discussed it more. And what I said is, once again, these are allegations, but I think this is something that is worth us looking into, especially when we're looking at someone with the moral character of Doug Wardlow. And reminder, Doug Wardlow wants every investigation possible into Keith Ellison on allegations, you know, whether thin, made up, or non-existent. He wants full investigations constantly into Keith Ellison. But Doug Wardlow didn't seem to want any investigation into this. And as a matter of fact, they were so bothered by this allegation that weekend, it sounds like someone from the Republican Party went through and you know, went through Ryan's Facebook and social media posts there. We know that for sure as well. So the only place this has been, and trust me, I actually did hand this off to a few journalists I do know, and said, are you interested in this story? Because it sounds like there might be something there. To my knowledge, no one has published anything about this as of right now. To my knowledge, no one has published anything. So for Wardlow to go up on Fox News and reference bullying when he was 14, basically actually when he was 16 years old, when he was a bully, he seems to be getting that from us. And he's thinking that Keith Ellison is somehow behind this. Dude, no, he's not. He really isn't. Nope, it's not. No. It's nope. It's not at all. This is just a caller that called out of the blue, man. So you might want to try to dismiss this as something else, but the fact that you're so frantically trying to dismiss this tells me a lot there. But needless to say, there is another Doug Wardlow story, courtesy of City Pages, which I must get to here. Lindsey Carlson, currently working as an attorney in Los Angeles, known as the Minnesota Attorney General candidate Doug Wardlow for 25 years. She happened to be clerking for the Supreme Court at the same time Wardlow was back in 2004 and 2005. They were classmates at Eagan High School and before that in middle school, where she says he used to carry around a Rush Limbaugh book and called her a feminazi. Boy, that kind of sounds like bullying to me. I don't know. Sounds like we might be, that could be corroboration. I just call me wacky crazy. I'm no judge. She says it was in 2004 when Wardlow was working for on the conservative blog. That blog, the Rostra, R-O-S-T-R-A, conservative commentary and political philosophy is still online. The Rostra, the T-H-E-R-O-S-T-R-A.blogspot.com. Clerks were warned the moment they started the job that they were not to engage in partisan or political discourse. Wardlow's blog was anonymous. The writer called himself Marius. Achieved versions of the About Me section reveal that Marius holds a degree in government and political theory from Georgetown University and JD from Georgetown University Law Center, as Wardlow did, and that he resides in St. Paul. The banner, which sports an American flag, some ruins, and a pointy font, was hosted at lynnwardlow.com, rostrabanner.jpg. Lynn Wardlow is the name of Doug Wardlow's father, who served in the Minnesota House of Representatives from 2003 to 2009. Lynn earned his degree in Augustana College and his master's in mathematics at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Then there was the contact email. And boy, oh boy, see if you can figure this out. There might be a hint here. This is Doug Wardlow on the contact email. Readers are encouraged to send feedback to a dwardlow@mac.com. Ooh, it's a mystery what that means, huh? Could it be Doug Wardlow? Could it be Duke Wardlow? Could it be Dwardlow? I don't know. Dwardlow. It sounds like a review of a Rob Lowe takeoff. Dwardlow. Wardlow didn't respond to multiple interview requests, so couldn't confirm or deny whether the blog was his. Various blogs circulated in 2010 has speculated Marius was Wardlow, but he's never admitted as much. However, Marius is the content of the site reveals a window into a very conservative political philosophy. There's a post in June of 2004 in which he dismissed pro-choice arguments that women shouldn't be saddled unequally vis-a-vis men with the risk involved in sexual intercourse and forced to bring on an unwanted pregnancy to term. Such a response, besides being derogatory to one of the highest human functions and of the creator's design, contradicts itself, he said. The post goes on to discuss at length the notions of naturalness and fairness, and that the woman's body is designed to bear offspring. And in August of that same year, when he said limiting the amount of money an individual may spend on a political campaign would be like limiting the speeches of those born eloquent. And in November, when he said activist courts are crutches in which liberal social values are forced on society, he cited cases on same-sex marriage, gay sex, and Roe v. Wade as examples. And in December, when he said that in spite of centuries of tradition dictating otherwise, religion was inexorable from government, and attempting to separate debases that government loosens it from its moorings and causes it to drift into a very dangerous manner. So he's basically saying there should be a religious litmus test on government. Wow. And he rounded out the year by discounting the benefit of having more people turn out to vote. If people are too lazy to show up in the polls over the course of 12 hours, it says something about the intensity of their support of the chosen candidate. As of this week, Wardlow surged ahead of Keith Ellison by 7 points. Wardlow has been running his campaign for the attorney general seat while the recurring promise of keeping politics out of office, which is this is kind of the whole thing, which is I find to be somewhat hilarious. As he says this, as we find out about this blog, his entire campaign up until he started going, "Black Muslim man! Black Muslim man! Ah!" The entire point was, I'm nonpartisan. My God. Forced religious standards? Removing women's rights over their own body? What was some of the other stuff that he put in here? You can't limit the campaign money. Basically, liberal activist judges. My God. Dear Lord. And once again, if I can make a point that at the very beginning of it, the woman says he called her a feminazi while he was in high school, which seems to back up caller Ryan's argument that he was kind of bullyish. Doug, thanks for listening to the station. I do appreciate you spending some time with us here and a little bit on the time, that's for sure. But, dude, man, maybe the reason why you're trying to shine the spotlight so frantically on Keith Ellison is because you sure didn't want the spotlight shined on you, man. I'm just an observation, just a guess, well, I don't know. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'll try to get some phone calls in here as well, and then we also have to talk a little bit about the fact that we do have an arrest in the bombings, the assassination attempts against former presidents and a lot of Democratic officials. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national Native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
I'm Connie Buerk, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. If you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck or experiencing health concerns, maybe you're curious about ways to improve your life, then Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show will give you new perspectives and ways to take steps to change your life. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into your life. For more information, visit us at awakenedlivinginfusion.com.
Standard Heating knows some things never get old for us Minnesotans. The fall colors, s'mores, and football tailgating. But some things like your furnace do get old, and that can mean higher heating bills. Fortunately, you can save $1,300 on a new high-efficiency furnace from Standard Heating and help cut your heating bills. Learn more about saving $1,300 on your new furnace at standardheatingdeals.com. Don't wait. These savings end October 31st. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. The MAGA bomber has been arrested. They feel like they have the right person. Cesar Sayoc, I believe is how you say his name, 56 years old, South Florida, is taken into custody on Friday. 14 bombs sent in the mail, a terrorist attack, an assassination attempt of 14 people, including two ex-presidents. Trump's response to this entire thing has been bizarre. First of all, he kind of implied it was a false flag thing himself this morning when he put bombs in quotes on a tweet, which no one's really been able to explain that one. When he announced the arrest of the MAGA bomber, he was doing it in front of a group of young conservatives who immediately started screaming fake news and info wars. And then Trump basically came on out and said, maybe we can get this behind us quickly so we can get back to campaigning. Well, it's an assassination attempt on two ex-presidents, plus a numerous amount of sitting Democratic officials, former Democratic officials, former government officials, and just Democratic supporters, regular citizens. I don't know if sweeping this under the rug is the right attitude, but then Mr. Civility Trump himself immediately came on out and was like, when that same young conservative group started talking about let's lock up George Soros, a man who himself was just targeted by this terrorist by a bomb, which could have killed numerous male employees. It could have been killed a neighbor. It could have killed his employees. It could have killed a lot of people. They start screaming about lock up George Soros, and Trump starts chuckling along with them. He's that bully in high school, and he's just not going to learn until basically we vote in a Democratic majority, and then we clean his freaking clock as far as his tax returns, Russia investigation, all this stuff. Nora is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Nora. Thanks for holding.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to make sure that, in case your listeners haven't heard, that Noah Johnson is trying to get the message out to all voters that he is on the ballot for the Cannabis Party, and do not vote for him for Attorney General. He wants all people that would possibly think they were going to vote for him to do not vote for him and vote for Keith Ellison. He seems to be somewhat terrified that he could, you know, take votes away, and that would benefit Doug Wardlow.
I saw that story. I haven't read that whole story through. Thanks, Nora. I appreciate the phone call. We'll follow up on that there. But, you know, it's once again, you have now an allegation of a right wing blog that puts out pretty extremist points of view. He was taking money from Globe College, a business that was just sued by the state of Minnesota for fraudulent practices, and was taking campaign cash from them. They've said they're going to return that. And you have this allegation of bullying, extreme bullying on Doug Wardlow. It's you know, do you want to risk putting some guy that's going to clearly try to legislate from the Attorney General's office, trying to turn him into the king of Minnesota? If you want to take a risk with that, with Doug Wardlow, you know, be my guest. The reality is I think we can do better. That's for sure. Casey is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Casey.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, sir.
I just wanted to comment on the bullying. I just think, you know, you're spot on there. You know, someone that called someone a feminazi when he was 16 shouldn't even be able to show his face in public life.
Well, and, no, I don't, I'm not saying that. Casey, pot down here. Casey, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there should be an investigation into the guy so we know exactly his whole character. And you want to know the truth is, I think I'm done with Casey, because I think Casey's trying to be some kind of snarky guy. And, you know, kind of sounds like a moron. Now, here's the funny thing is, I don't know if you're aware of this, Hunter. I'm not running for Attorney General. I mean, dear Lord, if I was. I mean, seriously. I'm not, Casey, running for Attorney General. I'm not. I am a radio talk show host. And considering what right-wing radio talk show hosts and TV talk show hosts call Democrats on a daily basis, you trying to get snarky on me and telling me I'm putting me in my place? No, I'm saying if you want to run for the Attorney General's office, or if you want to run for the governor, if you want to run for a Senate race, and there's these allegations of extreme bullying when you were in high school, I think that there should be a fair investigation into that. I think there should be a fair investigation into that and make a determination on whether or not it's valid. Patrick, I'm not going to have time to get to you today. I appreciate you holding, but I'm running out of time. And I know you generally take a little time to set your stuff up, and I got less than a minute to go here before the end of the show. So call back on Monday, by all means, and have a good weekend, Patrick. No, the point is that, And by the way, and Casey, if and I'm glad Casey called in. Casey wants to focus in only on Matt McNeil's language. Matt McNeil's the only one we need to focus on. Matt McNeil, his language is bad. Oh, it's Matt McNeil. I'm a talk show host, dude. I'm a talk show host. I'm not a politician. I'm not some guy that's out there, you know, looking to influence policy as from St. Paul. I'm just here talking. But because you guys can't look and say, wow, Wardlow might not be a good candidate, or dear God, what do we come to that we've got actually far-right conservative terrorists trying to kill Democrats, that you can't condemn that, you come after me. Well, good luck with that. We're back on Monday. Till then, see ya.